And Joe, we begin with the Republican-controlled Senate, as you mentioned, delivering a significant rebuke to President Trump over the Iran war. Four Republicans voting to pass the War Powers Resolution with Democrats 50 to 48. The measure, which cleared the House earlier this month and is mostly symbolic, was gavelled just as Trump was on stage in Pennsylvania as part of his affordability tour, and one day before he's set to join Senate Republicans for lunch on Capitol Hill. And joining us now for more is Bloomberg's Michelle Jamrisco, who's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. So, Michelle, a War Powers Resolution finally passes both chambers. The House, of course, passed this resolution first. What's the consequence, knowing that we're already in the middle of negotiations with Iran?
Well, you're right, Kaylee. I mean, you said it. It's symbolic, but it is a rebuke. It's a significant rebuke of the president's agenda, of his conduct in the war and the aftermath, as they see it, of the conflict. So we'll have to see from here, but certainly a sign of the rising domestic pressure to end this for real.